The verses that we'd been discussing, there's threats that have been mentioned for those who openly deny the oneness of Allah, for those who openly deny the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the verses, there's a particular concept which is referred to as ilhad. And ilhad means to deviate, to incline to one side, being crooked. And in the terminology of the Quran and Hadith, ilhad means to deviate from the verses of Allah. Open denial. To turn away from the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To turn away from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when clear and explicit meanings are recognized by majority. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu has mentioned that, saying that al-ilhad wa wadul kalam ala ghairi mawdi'ihi, to use a statement at an irrelevant context. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna alladhina yulhiduna fi ayatina la yakhfawna alayna, those who distort our words are not hidden from us. So what would happen is, when the verses would be revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the kuffar would see the divine signs, and this is visible to one and all around, they would then concoct up false and fabricated excuses. Allah is saying that Allah is fully aware of such wayward people. It may be possible that they are proud of their tricks. Look how we hoodwinked them, how we pulled the wool over their eyes. But they will realize this when they present themselves before Allah, when He will seize them like criminals at once. أَفَمَا يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ خَيْرٌ أَمَّا يَأْتِ آمِنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Is he who is cast into the fire better, or he who shall be secure on the day of Qiyamah? On the day of Qiyamah, those who are truthful to Allah, then they won't have these types of fears, because they will be protected and they will be in a condition of peace and security. So you are being told, إِنَّا بِمَا تَعْمَلْنَا بَصِيرٌ. Allah knows all that you are doing. You are being told that you choose which of the two categories would you like to be from. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالذِّكْرِ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. Those who reject the admonition when it comes to them, in other words, because of their wickedness, because of their heedlessness, when these admonitions have come to them, which have no doubt, no room for doubt, there's no falsehood in it, then how can they reject it? There's no basis. It's only those who have this crookedness in them that they reject it. And this is not hidden from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. It is such a book which is sublime. This Quran is a sublime book. It is an unassailable book, meaning that Allah Almighty holds this book dear and fully protected. No falsehood can enter this book. لَا يَأْتِي الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ. No falsehood can ever enter into it, neither from in front of it nor from the rear from it. Tanzeelum min Hakim min Hamid, a revelation from the All Wise, worthy of praise. If any falsehood came close to this book, from wherever it will come, and whatever type of falsehood, it gets wiped out, it gets repelled, it gets removed immediately. The author of Tafsir al-Mazhari has mentioned that Shaitan, the jinn, all have been included here, that they cannot distort or change the Quran. Not even the Rawafis, meaning the Shias, the Tenors or the Twelvers, like according to some of the Shia narrations, they add 10 parts, some try to add particular verses, but no one could succeed. The Quran that we have is the Quran that Allah had revealed. And the word batil, it is shaitan, any falsehood, any falsifier, whether from shaitan or any other sources, no one can succeed in changing this Quran. It will remain. It is said that when the English had come to India, and they were looking at ways in which they could wipe out the deen of Islam. And someone had suggested that the main thing is that we need to remove this book from the Muslims, because that is where they get their guidance. And there was an older English man who was in that gathering where this discussion was taking place, said that it's pointless that we remove the book, because even the young boys are able to come and assist in recompiling it. What we need to do is remove the carriers of the book. And that is when they killed so many of the ulama, that is said that the trees between Delhi and the outside village towards Pakistan, or it may have been from Saharanpur, different variations in the way it's narrated, was filled with the bodies of ulama. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. Nutshell, that this book is so noble and protected by Allah that nobody has the power to bring any additions, omissions, change the word. No one can succeed in changing the injunctions, distorting the meaning. When any wretched person attempted to do this, the Quran remained pure, untouched. And as for the protection from the distortion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place, إِنَّا نَحْنَ ذَلْنَا ذِكْرًا وَإِنَّا لَوْ لَحَافِظُونَ. We will protect it. And Allah has done that, and will continue to do that. مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. All that is being said to you was said to the messengers before. The treatment that is being met out to you, Muhammad, by the present unbelievers in Mecca, similar treatment was met out by unbelievers of every era to their messenger. And the messengers were always concerned about the well-being, while people tried to harm them. So don't get too concerned about that. The fact is that this happened to Anbiya before, like it is happening to you now. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ وَذُو إِقَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That Allah is of forgiving, and He is also stern in punishment. That Allah, when He decides to take to task, He takes to task very, very severe. One of the issues that came to the fore was the fact that some of the kuffar raised an objection. And their objection was, if a person does not want to accept something, then we know that there's thousands of excuses. The unbelievers of Makkah could not find anything else. Then they say that, they said, we can accept the miracle of an Arab prophet if the Quran was revealed in a language other than Arabic. So what a stupid thing to say. You know what? We are Arabs, so because it's in Arabic, it doesn't suit us. But if it was in a different language, then that would have been something impressive to us. What a silly thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that, and also makes reference to what they're saying. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَا قُرْآنَ عَجَمِيًا. Had we made it in a foreign tongue, لَقَالُوا, then they would say, لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُ. Why is it not in words that we can understand? So either like this or like that. If it was like this, then they would have said that. If it was like that, then they would say like that. So there's no way of pleasing them. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in finds it strange, says, A'jamiyu wa Arabi. A'jamiyu wa Arabi. That why a book in a foreign tongue when the people are Arabs? Why would you need a book in a foreign tongue? There'd be no need for that. So, this is one of those words where there are different ways of pronouncing it, and different qira'at, a number of it. And this is where we see, you know, the aspect of the seven different styles and modes of recitation come to the fore, where jamiyu, in different ways it is recited. The message here is that either way you would have found a problem with it. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدَى وَشِفَى. It is to the believers a guide and a cure. Their foolish, baseless doubts and misgivings will never come to an end. However, every person can at least experience the fact for himself that this book bestows guidance, insight, understanding, for all those that are willing to look at it in a serious way. And if you're not, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرُوا وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَمَى. As for those who do not believe, there is a weight in their ears, and the Quran is a source of blindness to them. Just as the eyes of a bat are too weak to bear the sunlight, these unbelievers too cannot see anything in the light of this Quran. Is this the fault of the Quran? Never. These unbelievers should realize the weakness of their eyesight and turn their attention to treating it. أُولَٰئِكَ يُنَادَوْنَ مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are summoned from a distant place. If you were to call out to someone from a distant place and he does not hear, and if he hears he does not understand it well, in like manner, those who reject the Quran are so far from the truth and the fountain of truth, and the call of the truth does not reach their ears. Even if it reaches them, they're not able to comprehend. They do not want to comprehend. And a person who understands what is being said, Arabs say to him, "Anta tasma'u min qareeb," you are listening from a near place. If a person does not understand, then they say, "Anta tunadi or tunada min ba'id," you are being called from a distant place. So the meaning is that since people do not intend to listen and don't understand the direction of the Quran, their ears are almost deaf and their eyes are blind, and therefore teaching them the Quran guidance is like calling someone from a distant place that the voice doesn't even reach them. That is the reality of these people. May Allah make us from those who are receptive to the truth, to the verses of truth, whenever it is presented to us.